the way they support themselves is by selling it, not only by church religious practices.
Okay, well, that's not in the complaint, and that's not, you didn't say that before. So tell us about that. Mr. Krippner told you that the church supports itself by selling marijuana for profit?
Yes, sir.
Was he talking to you when he made that statement, or somebody else?
Well, he's talking to both of us, myself and Agent Jesus Hernandez.
That's Jesus Hernandez, who's a DEA agent?
TFO.
Also. TFO, okay. And what were the circumstances of Mr. Krippner's interrogation? Where was he? Who was there?
Where was he? Well, he has to be removed from the holding cells which they were at the Border Patrol. We went ahead and pulled him out. We sat with him on the side, nobody around, just myself and Officer Hernandez.
All right. So the two of you were there. Three of you were there. And the other task force officer asking Mr. Krippner questions.
Yes, sir.
And tell us what he told you about the use of the trafficking in marijuana to make money.
Well, like I said, what he said was he was baptized 2 days earlier. They rented the vehicle for him. He's supposed to go pick it up and transport it back to their house, which he was going to get paid for. Once that was done, he said that the only reason why he joined was to be able to smoke freely without getting in trouble.
All right. What I'm asking you, though, is what he told you about. You said just a moment ago that Mr. Krippner said this church traffics in marijuana mm-hmm. as a way to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us exactly what he said to the best of your recollection.
Well, he said, because we asked him, how does it work? How is it or what? He said, it's about three trailers. Where they live? I don't know where they live. I don't know how it is. I guess it's a trailer or a mobile home park or something. He said, it's three trailers, and he's supposed to pick up the marijuana, deliver it there, and from there, he's going to get paid. And we asked him, was it just for that? He said, no. They also sell it to anybody. That's the way they support themselves.
All right. Do you know where Mr. Krippner lives?
No. I know his address, but I don't know his...
What town he lives in?
No, off the top of my head.
You testified that he had been baptized into the church 2 days earlier.
Yes.
Okay. So he reasonably might not be as familiar with church activities as somebody who'd been there for 15 years.
Possibly.
Anything else that Mr. Krippner said... that was important to your investigation?
That's about it.
Did you tape record or videotape the interrogation of Mr. Krippner?
No.
All right. And you took notes, and I assume that Agent Flores did too. Or, I'm sorry,
Captain
Agent Hernandez.
Notes? No.
You don't write things down when you talk to people?
We did, but it was one of those things that we were out in the field, and it's pretty late. So
you didn't have anything to write on or write with?
We were trying to get things moving. We had been out all day, all night.
Where was this that this was taking place?
Lordsburg.
At a law enforcement office?
Yes, U.S. Border Patrol station.
Okay. And your testimony is that neither you nor Agent Nunan just wrote anything down during your conversation with Mr. Krippner?
No.
Okay. That's all.
Thank you. No further questions, Your Honor.
Agent Zarate?
Yes, ma'am.
The defendant, Mr. Quaintance, indicate to you that he knew who Mr. Krippner was?
Yes, he recognized him as a member of his church.
Anything further?
Nothing further. God would rest you.
Anything further, Mr. Robert?
No, thank you.
Okay. You may step down.
Thank you.
Do you have any witnesses, Mr. Robert?
No, I don't.
Okay. Mr. Quaintance, probable cause is there has to be minimal sufficient evidence to indicate that there is a crime that has been committed and that you're the person who committed the crime. It can be established through hearsay evidence. The fact that Mr. Krippner identified you let me just ask counsel if you want to make any argument.
Your Honor, the only thing I'd say is that we have two drivers, and neither of whom is just